Welcome to the Expert Insights Podcast. Each week, we sit down with executives and leaders in financial services to discuss industry trends, challenges, and strategies, creating a playbook that upcoming leaders can follow to drive revenue and find their own success in the market.
Hello, everyone. Joe Wellew here. Another episode of Expert Insights, where we talk about growth for modern banks and lenders, customer loyalty, and all of the topics that are really important to the modern banking and lending industry. My guest today, super excited to have him with us, is Bill Hufnagel, President and CEO of Dart Bank. Bill's got an incredible background. Bill began his career at First National Bank of America in 94 as a regional investment manager. 99, he co-founded Providence Mortgage Company and served as president and CEO. And then in 2009, the group joined forces with Summit Bank. And in 2014, the team joined Dart Bank, to which Bill became president and chief executive officer in 2018. Bill has been widely recognized by the Community Bankers Association of Michigan and was awarded the Best Community Banking Award for 2021. So let's get into it. Bill, thanks so much for joining me today.
Hey, thank you, Joe. I'm super excited to be on the show and appreciate you having me on.
Yeah, so Bill, one of the things I really want to get into today is how you created a vision for what you believed a modern bank should be like. And then you really started to make that vision reality. But talk to me a little bit about how you formed that vision, what that vision looks like.
You know, one of the things that we looked at is, you know, first of all, I was able to put a good team around me. So, you know, I had a vision of what I thought, but, you know, being able to have a great team of people around me, and especially, you know, I looked at my senior leadership team and really looked at that. And then we, you know, as we've come up through the business in banking and through mortgage company, having owned our own business, we felt we're a little bit more entrepreneurial than we are just true bankers. And it sets a little different way of looking at things. And we felt there was a better way to bank people and just a better way to take care of people and to serve our customers and to do those types of things. So that was kind of the vision that we had. And we didn't really see it in the marketplace. We didn't see somebody that was out there and really just doing a great job of serving their clients, taking care of them, and being more, you know, kind of one of our values is, you know, forward thinking, kind of being more forward thinking with what we can do.
So you guys are always thinking about really where things are going and how you can really stay ahead of the trends and better take care of your customers.
Yeah, it's how do we utilize technology? We utilize a lot of the things out there in order to just serve the clients and serve them the way they want to be served. And I think that's rapidly changing with how people do everything, how they shop for everything else. So I would, you know, we assume banking would be the same way.
Yeah, that makes sense. So part of you implementing your vision was really about, I mean, it's a people business, right? At the end of the day, you got people internally that are taking care of other people in a lot of cases. Walk me through your philosophy and even a little bit about your methodology for how you think about building the right team and creating the culture that you want.
All right. Well, you know, one of the things that we did is we instituted, I don't know if you've heard of EOS system.
I have. Yeah, actually.
Yeah. So it was you know, kind of a jump for me and something a little bit different. So we kind of put that system into place. We used Tom. I had a guy come in, Tom Guyverson, who is just brilliant and had us help us with it because I think what we've done is leaned on other professionals. I think that's been a key part of our success. And so we really looked at that and said, OK, what do we have to do first? So, you know, first was setting up our core values, making sure we have the values that are set for the entire bank and the entire company. Then we looked at, OK, what's our purpose? What's, you know, what's that going to be? And then what's our niche? And we've really established those things. And then, you know, part of that process is really making sure we have the right people in the company, making sure the right people, you know, they get it, they want it, and they have the ability to do it. And those are going to be the key things that we did for it. So because I think a lot of times you're great people, you almost end up putting more on them because they're great and they do always do a great job.
Yeah.
But that's not necessarily fair to them if you're letting other people stay around maybe that aren't as great. And so we've really—
So true, right?
Yeah.
So true.
And so we looked through the company and we made the commitment that, hey, we're going to do the things that we have to do to make sure that we just have great people. And that includes, you know, investing in them, training them, paying them. And then also holding them accountable to just do a great job. And then giving them a lot of freedom in return. Something as simple as, you know, dress for your day, you know, kind of got the dress code. A lot of things, you know, you wouldn't think the pandemic would be helpful, but it was. You know, we're able to institute some of those things that we didn't have before, and maybe some of the flexibility from where you work and some of those things. And I think that was a key part of it.
Yeah, that makes sense. So during the process, it's so many organizations that that are built, maybe they don't always have the right structure in place, right? To really enable teams to function. Even if you do have some of the right people, if you don't have the right kind of process and structure in place, walk me through just a little bit about kind of what in your process, did you identify really gaps where you felt, you know, there were silos or where you needed to kind of, hey, rip it down to the studs a little bit and kind of re-engineer how the organization was structured?
Yeah, I mean, you know, the one thing is we're a 100-year-old bank, you know, so, yeah. You know, with that is great. We've been around for 100 years, but with that, get some things that maybe aren't the best way to do things. And one of the things, one of my hated things is, you know, it's just the way we've always done it. And I'm fine with that if it's the best way to have still be doing it. But if it's not, you know, let's do something different. So we did, you know, with that system, we kind of broke down the entire organization. And that's fine. But what the system allowed us to do is communicate up and down what we're doing. So, you know, we're holding meetings and we're holding people and we're keeping the whole organization, you know, informed of what's going on, let them know what is happening. And we had a ton of gaps and we had things were in places that they didn't really belong and people managing areas that didn't fit with what they needed. And so we've really had to break that down and move some things, whether it's, you know, IT, and we talk about technology is such an important part of it, of, you know, maybe moving that. And that's something that directly reports to me now, because it's something that is just, it's that key to what we do. And then, you know, moved managers into place that maybe weren't managers before. And just, yeah, we had a lot of things that we did and shuffling that we did in order to make sure that we were able to, you know, fill those gaps, put the right people in place, and then empower those people to run their divisions, make decisions, and be better.
No, that sounds great. I mean, when you think about kind of values for a second, kind of walk me through what's unique and kind of your secret sauce in terms of the values that you guys have as an organization.
Yeah. So our values, you know, are pretty straightforward, I think, in you know, values that you'd want in an organization. But integrity, you know, what is really just going to be a core one. You have to have integrity in everything you do. And I think that's really going to be important, especially as a leader. You know, if I'm going to make changes, if I'm going to do things, that integrity has to be there. They have to trust what I'm doing. Then it's going to be engaged. And what we've done is, you know, an example would be we set up a KSOP. So our profit sharing now is paid in the form of Dart Bank stock. And because
that's smart.
It's an owner's mentality. If you own something, you
totally different mentality.
Yeah. So totally that kind of goes back to that entrepreneurial spirit. So I think, you know, all of our employees are now owners of the bank. And so now they treat it differently. And so that makes for a more engaged employee. And it's kind of that positive attitude to make sure that you're really engaged in what you're doing. Then we're forward thinking. You know, I wanted innovative, but I got outvoted. You know, they said banks can't be innovative. So I wanted forward thinking, and it's, you know, problem solver, proactive. How do we, you know, I think banks and a lot of people have us say it's just no first. And it's like ours has to be, well, no, how can we make that work? How can we get this taken care of for them? How can we do things differently?
Isn't that so true though? How so many people, and we see this in companies that we work with, but they see the obstacle, right? If you talk about, hey, here's how we want the customer experience to be, and they give you like 14 reasons why it's not possible, right?
Right.
So what you're describing to me is what you really drive into your organization is bring me how it might be possible, and bring me your ideas on how to make things happen. Is that fair?
That's exactly it. And if, you know, if they do those things, then I think we're going to have a lot more satisfied customers. And it's a pretty small world. You know, you get those people talking and telling other people it works. And the last one is really caring. And that's just about relationships and also community. We're a community bank, so taking care of the community we serve. But I think it goes a little bit deeper than that. It's just it's a relationship business. Life's a relationship business. So the more we take care of each other and care for each other, everything's going to fall into place. And I think that's where you really just build a nice, strong culture. So the core values were a key part of it. And people really have to believe in those and want to be part of that. And what I've told people is if you believe in that, you want to be part of that, it's going to be one of the best places you've ever worked. If you don't, it's going to be a pretty miserable existence for you, and you're not going to last very long.
And that's It's so true. And I think one of the things I've learned over the last 10 years in building our company is that you have to really be mindful about hiring for the right types of people, right? And if you're not, it's problematic. So it's really, really great perspective. So from what I know about you guys, and you mentioned relationships and how important those relationships are, from what I know about your organization is that you think about building really lifelong relationships with your customers. Is that an accurate way to state that?
Yep. And with all of our customers and employees too, but our customers also, it's making sure that we can have that lifelong relationship with them, and that they're going to look to us as the expert that they can count on and be there with them for the long term.
You want to be that trusted financial partner for sure. All of those different needs that they have. Yeah. So if you think about, like, you have great value system, great vision for the organization, you've put the people in the right places. Then as you look to really translating all of that into how you take care of a customer, do you have any insights for how you have managed to, really take, for example, high quality communication with customers? And how do you got people that are empowered, but how do you translate that into taking care of a bunch of customers, and any key insights or progress you've made there?
Yeah, and I think one of the things that we did early, we have great salespeople and they're great communicators, and that's what they're good at doing. But what a salesperson usually lacks maybe is, sometimes the follow-up and making sure we stay in touch. Yeah. So that's where, the relationship that we have with you guys and have with Total Expert is a key part of what we do, because it allows us to stay in front of the people and to automate some things and making sure that we're taking care of them and communicating with them through processes. And not only through that process, but after the process and letting them know what's going on and just... a lot of time it's just being in front of them, because when they need to make a decision, they need help. They're like, okay, go Dart Bank. And so that's going to be the key thing that we've done. And that's where the relationship with you guys has just been a key part for us. And I'm really excited because it doesn't just touch one area. It's going to touch every area of the bank for us. And that was a key part of what we look for when we look for a partner. It's not just, we're a mortgage part, but it's not just mortgages. We do commercial, we do everything. So you guys, it's a key partnership for us.
It's an exciting partnership for us as well. So super grateful to have that opportunity and look forward to all the things that I know we can work on together this year. As I think about the customer relationships, right? And we've done some research, I've read a lot of research, and I just want to see if you agree with me that, and it sounds like you do, but the quality of the communication between you, your organization, and your people that have that customer facing responsibility, the quality of that communication really heavily influences how strong those customer relationships are. Would you agree with that?
I definitely agree. And I think what we're seeing is our surveys from our customers will reinforce that for us. So we can tell when the communication's good and how they rate what level of service they've gotten. And then if it's not as good, you're going to see that too.
It seems overly simple, right? And I think in business, it gets complex in a hurry when you think about all the touch points, but you think about why do relationships break down in the first place, take customer relationships out of it, but it's generally communication. And we see that across the board is one of the biggest gaps organizations have with, really customer relationships and customer loyalty is the way they communicate at scale and not necessarily treating or understanding a specific customer and being able to communicate with them in a one-to-one basis. And you guys have a focus around high tech and high touch, right?
Correct.
So you want to provide modern experience. Walk me through a little bit about that priority for you and how that's evolving. We'd just love to hear your how you're thinking about that.
I think as community banks and banking in general was kind of a late adopter of technology. So they'd wait till the technology was out there. And then being a community bank, we're 5 years later that we're finally coming in and offering that technology and looked at it and go, we can't be that. every company is a technology company for the most part. And then you just, you have a different thing that's using that technology, maybe your service you're selling. So we figured we've got to be more at the tip of the spear. So we really need to be an early adopter of technology and utilize that technology. The great thing about being the size we are, we're small enough where we can institute some of that technology in there in more of a rapid pace and be able to get that out to our customers. So we've really done that. That's been a key thing that we've done. It's instituted a lot of the technology. And then now the key part is, how do we utilize it? And make sure that we have the talent in place to actually use the systems and get them into our daily process. And then with the ultimate goal of really just making sure we take care of our clients and make sure we have a great customer experience, because our niche is fast and reliable relationship banking. So in order to be fast and reliable, you have to use that technology. And you have
That's really not another option, is there?
No, I mean, you just can't throw enough people at things to make it that fast. So it's going to be key to have that technology in place.
As you think about kind of checking the pulse of the customers and how they're feeling about the services, so you guys are pretty proactive in that. You're doing surveys out to the customer base.
And we just instituted a new one that we're doing to make sure that we're getting it and then getting out, because everybody, you know, kind of the first thing they do, you know, they go to Google, they check those things. So we've just put something in place now that really has kind of ramped that up to try to get more of that feedback in and more of it out onto the websites and more into Google to get feedback on both as individuals and the bank itself.
Yeah. So I want to just take a step back for a moment, because I think it's one thing to talk about vision and being values-based organization, and then it's another to actually see that translating into positive business results and growth, right? And you've been able to make that turn. And, you know, walk me through just a little bit of some of the impact that you guys have seen and just the mindset around the vision and the culture and all of those things. How's that translated into the results?
Yeah, you know, one of the things that I think where we saw it is, like, anybody can say it. Everybody has, every company has values. Everybody says they're going to do a great job for the customers. It just is what you have to do. I mean, that's just part of it.
Right.
Where I think we're fortunate or unfortunate, you know, we had a pandemic come in. So for us, the decision-making process was very easy because we went to our values, and this is just what we do. So, you know, we did things differently. We protected our people, but we never closed our lobbies. We kept them open, because I always told people, I'll be there for you when you need us. And that was the time that they needed us, and we have their money. You lock your doors, people get a little bit nervous. So we kept our doors open. We protected our people. I came into work every day. We were out in the lobbies. We were greeting people. It was safe. And we had, you know, we had our plastic shields up. We had our distancing. We had everything in place, but we stayed open. And then they had the PPP loans come in for the small businesses. And we attacked that. And we worked around the clock. We had people working all weekend, 24 hours a day, making sure we gave those customers our loans, their loans. And we told all of our employees, like, they deserve this. We've been in business. They need this money. We're saving people. We're making a difference. We are critical. And then our people got a sense of pride, because they
stood up in the face
of adversity and they delivered. And that changed our culture. And now people are like, well, I like winning. That feels good. I like doing great things.
Winning feels good, right?
Yeah.
I love that story.
Yeah. So we don't apologize for it. So then now you're seeing our profitability and everything just soar, because of what we did that. And all these people take great pride in it. So that's been, I think, you know, an unfortunate time, but probably something that has changed the face of this bank and that will hopefully propel us for the next 100 years, is just that attitude and that.
I think my key takeaway from that story, and I congratulations. I mean, that's great outcome. You guys had a ton of impact for all of the people that needed that money, right? But if you didn't have that culture in place and the mindset and the vision in place first, it doesn't feel like you probably are able to execute it nearly as well. Would you agree?
Oh yeah. Yep. If we hadn't, fortunately it wasn't, you know, if we hadn't put some of the things in place that we had, I don't think we've been able to do it, but, you know, we said it and everybody kind of took a breath, and then we just pushed forward, and luckily the people responded well. Thank God everybody stayed safe and healthy. You know, that was a big part of it. You know, so we're fortunate there. But then we were able to deliver on it. And yeah, it was, like I said, it was, you know, a really good during a difficult time. It's a good time. And that's usually when things are made and things happen. I always say character is easy when things are going well, but it really shows up during difficult times.
It absolutely true. I know we've seen that. I've seen that personally in all my experiences in building companies. And Well, Bill, congratulations on all the success, first of all, and thank you for the time today. Really amazed at what you guys have been able to do in the community bank level, which is not always easy to innovate and be forward thinking. So well done, and look forward to staying in touch with you.
I appreciate it. Thanks for having me on today, Joe, and I wish you all the best too in the rest of the year.
Thanks for listening. Be sure to subscribe for new episodes each week. And to learn how the Total Expert platform, purpose-built for financial services, can help your company drive 3x growth and double customer loyalty and retention, visit TotalExpert.com.